Ready. Hello. Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't the way they raised me. Open up towns like phase three. Red in that all red pace.
One of the underrated hardest parts of being a
got a technical background, looking to go remote and get paid more, become a software.
Let's get our shit together. You've been outside lately. Addicted to the weather. I'm tapping in. I'm Captain Twin. No reruns, but I'm what's happening. If you looking like you Ashton, don't be asking me for Buddha. If you try to pump me, then I'm blasting the bazookas. Bitch, I'm putting hash up in the hookah. My Dallas shooter shooting faster than the Lucas. Yeah, that mass up on the shooters. Snuck past security, crash your computers. We catch you in this curtain. Lacking and we lurking, attacking and we swerving. Clapping the Suburbans. The cannon, nickel and they wrapped up in a turban. The virus in my Rona. Bitch, I'm a loner. My bathroom stink looking like the cover of Daytona. Daytona. KD on the next bitch. I'm AB on the meds. 5 stars. I'm AB on the head. I'm the baby bitch. I'm crazy in the head. Dr. Sandy always say, get your bread, bread, get your bread, get your bread, get your bread, get your bread, bread, get your bread, get your bread, get your bread, get your bread, bread, get your bread, get your bread, bread.
It's the prophet and the priestess. Quay already leaked this. A verbal thesis, plant-based feast with godlike creatures, 10K features. Let's get our shit together. We ain't even really in this bitch forever. Sharing prophecies from nations of ancients. Feeling dangerous, I know that I came in this. Planet with the angel dust, some won't understand it, can't explain it. If you ain't about ascension, you can't hang with us. I'm surrounded by your lead of extraordinary gentlemen. Thickly divination from the godliest affiliates. Hey, Dr. Save me, save me. Do my affirmations daily. CBD with the Reishi. Pussy steaming with the Reiki. What else? If you find yourself aligned in a moment of chaos, just breathe.
Cut ties like umbilical. Corporate slave no more. I started at zero. Now I'm living my ritual. Imperial cereal entrepreneur. Invested in herbs. Give COVID a cure. Flip the equity. Also know of artillery. Bitch, I'm ready for war. Big guy energy. Planetary shift off. Every day more plays. Reactionary niggas is on delay. Still waiting. Acting so scary. While we skating like the parking lot Vegas. Bury artifacts. Almanacs is ancient. Taking land back and we ain't waiting patient. Harvesting power pieces. Ruins rebuilt with telekinesis. Tesla blackout, same color as Jesus. Doors lift like Pegasus. As we race the consciousness. Save me, what's the genesis?
know, you guys know how it is when you buy a new Mac. It's super fast at first, and then pretty soon after, it starts to slow down. That's probably because you haven't been using CleanMy.
Peace, peace, peace. How do y'all hear me right now? How's my vocals coming through? How do you hear me? How's the sound and whatnot and whatnot? I had to go away, redo the show. Then I had to throw away the system, the sound system. I had to put that on pause because we got to have the audio correct, right? We don't care about the video. I used to do Melanin Monday on an Android in the Bronx, right? In the corner of one of my rooms. You feel me? Whoever had this right here, this is Goji Berry. Anybody ever had the Goji Berry wraps? Yeah. lit. But I used to record it on a it's a little muffled, but you can hear. Let me share something with you. Is if Black Light is watching this show, Black Light is my audio engineer. Black Light, I'm not gonna say that you fired, but you know, I don't, you know, we need more people. Okay. I'm going to make sure moving forward, and I was saying this today because I went through 20 minutes of turmoil and I had to really be centered and be woosaw when it seemed like my computer was completely going against my will. And it was a weird feeling. And I said to myself, you know what? We ain't doing these. I'm not doing home studios right now. That shit was cool. It got me where I'm at. But, you know, we leveling it up. I gotta have everybody on deck doing everything. I can't be the nigga on the lights. I can't be the nigga on the mother. I can't be the sound engineer, the light man. I'm doing the production. I'm doing the post. I gotta get the research in. I'm the executive producer. I pay for his Uber. My goodness. I can't be, you know, the one man show. That's a cool thing. That's definitely why AI is taking off the way that it is. You know, I'm assuming because it's definitely becoming a solution to people who are overburdened with things that they want to do, but they can't rely on people. They can't wait on people. Maybe they can't afford people in some sense, some instances. Right? Maybe they can't even find those people that they need in their city and whatnot. So you're going to have yourself, you know, people are automatically going to turn to a tool that's going to assist them. So I'm definitely right now in my mind building out a SaaS, right? Because this, I'm talking that SaaS, the whole of 23. Get used to it. Get ready. I'm talking that SaaS. So in my mind, I'm building out a SaaS, which is short for software as a service. It's a solution-based app in my mind. And I'm like, yo, if I could build out something that could help somebody who was just going through what I was going through, you know, something that's going to check the audio, check the video, check everything in a podcast production where it could be a one-man show and you don't need any type of assistance and whatnot. The AI is green lighting and checking everything. You know, the kind of person I am, I'm like, shit, the first one that could think of the solution on that one is a multimillionaire, maybe a billionaire, shit, maybe a trillionaire. So I'm taking these lessons and I'm turning them into blessings or blissings. You feel me? Let us do the roll call. I want to say shout out to everybody in the building and whatnot. You know what I'm talking about? You know, shout out to everybody in the building that pulled up, you know? The feds use a platform called SaaS to crunch data. Not only boxing, if you could send me that article, I would highly appreciate it. For show. You dig? So yeah, man, let's do the roll call. Let's see who's in the building and let's go in for the night. You know what I'm talking about? Like I said, I gotta be out of here by 9:00. I have a show on the Netaverse and the Discord. If you signed up to the Discord and the Netaverse, I'm gonna need you to be in the building tonight. You know what I'm talking about? I'm gonna drop a link for anybody that wants to sign up to the Netterverse, right? That is a community. It's a community that I have on Discord, and you are more than welcome to come through and pull up. We are in season two. You know what I'm talking about? This is a new year, 2023. It's spring again. So we're doing a little bit of spring cleaning, and we're going to be talking to our 3,500 loyal members over at the Netterverse. And special super duper shout out to the family over at Masters of the Universe, all right? The Masters of the Universe Mastermind group on Discord. We're making history. Damn it. Insert the sound effects. We are making history over there. We are doing some things that I haven't really done even on my other Discords. They're making artwork. They're learning. They're lit. We making money and whatnot. We just minted a few businesses and whatnot. We turned some, we have what is called an orca tank, not a shark tank, an orca tank. And we've been able to create about six different businesses that all will have equity for everybody that was an investor. So, you know, we on the internet, so I got to be mindful of putting out, you know, what I'm doing and whatnot, because you know how we on the internet. And, you know, there's a lot of vultures out here, and there's a lot of people, you know, who would try to take what you're doing and turn it on you. Let's do the roll call. Let's do the roll call. We got the Virgin Islands in the building, all right? We got the Virgin Islands in the building. Yeah, salute to the Maroons and whatnot. We got the DMV in the building. We got Chino Hills in the building. New Brunswick, Henderson, Nevada, Texas in the building, Brooklyn in the building, West Los Angeles in the building. All right, we got Saluda. All right, we got Dayton, Ohio up in this thing. Montgomery is here. You feel me? All right, Indiana's in this thing. How could we get that workshop with you and Rich? Whoo! Oh, you mean the workshop that broke all of the records and whatnot? You mean the biggest workshop of my career? Because that's what it was. You know, I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. This was the biggest one right here. I didn't even have time to celebrate the victory and whatnot. I didn't have time to celebrate, you know, making my personal history and, you know, bringing in about 1,000 people into the building, last weekend or last strong end for that matter, and delivering 7.5 hours of information that has turned people into, you know, overnight, quote unquote, success stories, overnight business owners, right? Overnight startups and whatnot. You dig what I'm saying? And it's the gift that keeps on giving, because every time you rewatch the 7.5 hours, you're going to get $7.5 million worth of game. God damn, I wish I had my bombs. I'm kind of getting warmed up. You dig? So yeah, this one right here is a definite classic. They're going to be watching this 30 years from now. On God, on gang, me and the brother Human GPT. Yeah, we came through that thing like a hurricane and really laid it down. You know what I'm talking about? We really made it. And then the next few days later, I did that bonus lecture. There was the metaphysical attachment to it. And that was a prelude to American God 6 and an epilogue to the Masters of the Universe. This is where we got a little bit dark with it. This is Technical Boy from American Gods, the dude right here in the black and white. This is Dr. Manhattan from The Watchmen. This is Thanos from The Avengers. And this is my good brother, Kang the Conqueror, all right, from the Quantumania. And of course, you got the Scorpion Kang right there in the middle and whatnot. And we all represent the nihilistic mind state of man and whatnot. We all represent nihilism and whatnot. And this lecture that I did, this was only for Patreon. This was a Patreon exclusive, because you know I gotta feed my supporters and whatnot. You know they gotta eat. And this one was super lit. You know what I'm talking about? This one right here was super lit. You know what I'm talking about? This was about 5 hours pure metaphysics. You know, pure upstairs information. You know what I'm talking about? And we went into the psyche of a lot of things, and we touched on the movie Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. I didn't decode it personally. I let the white boys handle that. I played some videos, and they was doing the heavy lifting for the gore. But yeah, we staying busy and whatnot. We staying busy, you know. We definitely staying active, and I definitely want to give a shout out to everybody that's been supporting the activity, keeping up with us, and you know, showing love. And you know, to be honest with you, the real love is when people, you know, love on themselves and handle their BI. You know what I'm saying? And handle their BI. I'm gonna do my announcements. Let me finish doing the roll calls. I could get sidetracked. Let me finish doing the roll call. South Carolina's in the building. Yes, you was there for the workshop. Salute. Delaware's in the building. Indeed, indeed, indeed. All right. Virginia Beach is in the building. Virginia Beach is in the building. Shout out to Virginia Beach. Salute to Virginia Beach. Shout out to Texas. Shout out to Queens. Shout out to T-Dot, I might be seeing you real soon. I believe that 19 Keys and EYL is going to be in your state. I might see you real soon. Let's just keep that on the low. Chicago in the building. NC in the building. Maryland in the building. And yes, the workshop was fire. If you was in the workshop, I need y'all to give me an emoji, like salute to God, and not me on some egotistical shit, but let's salute, you know, the God is the information. Salute to God is the information and what the information can do for you and how it opened up your eyes to something that probably is in front of you and you haven't seen, but it's been staring at you for very long time. Believe me when I tell you, and I'm not going to say anything else. Nashville, Tennessee in the building. Philly in the building. All right. Pensacola in the building. Cleveland in the building. Stand up. You know what I'm talking about? Florida in the building. I know it's hot out there right now. ATL up in this thing. North Dakota. Austin, Texas. To the God, to this day. Maybe I could talk and not have the sound effects and just have no microphone. Be More in the building. Shout out to Be More. Long Island in the building. Shout out to Long Island. Yeah, dig. You dig. So I got a gang of people asking this question, right? I got about a few people saying, hey, how can we get the playback? How could we get the playback? I said, yes, sir. I need that. I need that playback. They're like, I need that hit, brother. I need that work. You know what I'm saying? They're like, Masters of the Universe. I need that work. I need that playback. Where's that, bro? You are in luck. The playback is on KTL University. And it is available for playback for anybody that wants to play it back. Now, I have a powerful, powerful announcement. This announcement is probably the most powerful. I got a lot of powerful announcements. Y'all haven't seen me since last Monday. I took Thursday off because, you know, I just was swamped with a lot of work. I was trying my best. Y'all be thinking that finding a slot to sit down and talk is easy. And I'm here to let you know it is rather difficult because there's a lot of things going on. Simultaneously, there's a lot of stuff going on at once, and there's only, like, you know, 24 hours in a day. Henceforth, why 4 a.m. wake ups are somewhat mandatory. You know what I mean? I'm saying that they are preferred, but at the end of the day, they're almost mandatory. But then sometimes we go to bed at 4 or 5 a.m. because we in the rabbit hole all night diving in. And you know, respect to people who go in like that too, because it's the quiet hour, it's the magic hour, it's the witching hour. You know what I mean? It's when the downloads or the uploads are coming in strong, you know, and we just be locked in. And really, time doesn't exist. But one of the bigger announcements that I want to make is that we at Know the Ledge, KTL, the KTLians, Know the Ledger, KTL University, right? Mineral Ministries, okay? Stream Chasers and other brands over here. We are proud to announce that we will be on your Roku. We will be on your Fire Stick. We will be on your TVs, right? And we will be bringing back our quote-unquote platform, our streaming service that's called Netflix, all right? Please clap it up for us for the Netflix, all right? Netflix is on its way back. It is coming back with a vengeance. It is going to have content galore, content out of this world. You will be able to watch it from your phone. The same way that you watch any streaming network or any streaming channel, you're going to have access to Netiverse. It's going to be the same thing. You are going to have access to all of the lectures that we've done over the years, all of the workshops that we've done, even the ones with AA and other guests and whatnot, all of the classes that I did with Al-Kiba Lon, every single lecture that's being done, even some stuff that I did with Rich that's in the vault, that's behind paywalls on his channel. We did something called Quantum Supremacy years ago. So you get to see how forward thinking and how ahead of the curve and how quote unquote prophetic some of our teachings have been while we go ahead and reevaluate our value and whatnot by, going through our archives. You know what I'm talking about? With a calculator, you know, with the Wolfram calculator. But yeah, that's about to happen. We go into the big screen. We're already on the big screen by way of Tariq Nasheed in American Maroons. By show of hands, how many people have seen American Maroons? Talk black to me, please. I just want to take a toll and whatnot because, you know, we have to always keep our family up to date to the things that are going on because y'all don't see us like that. You know what I'm saying? You see us coming in here, we start cooking and whatnot. But there's so many things going on that's not on the internet. You know, I'm so busy these days that I don't even have time to get on the internet. Now, I'm now thinking, how did I have all of that time to be on the internet before, right? Like, damn, if I don't got time to even make it on the internet now, how the hell was I on the internet all day back in the days and stuff like that? Why? The answer to that is because I didn't have enough motion. You know what I mean? That's the first answer. And the second answer, it could just be the seasons and whatnot. You know what I'm talking about? It could be the seasons. The seasons, they keep you in the house. They keep you in the hole. They keep you in the sunken place. They keep you in the dark. They keep you, you know, in bubble mode and whatnot, ready to pop out. So for everybody who may not be aware of it, this is my dude. Shout out to Athletics. This is the Tucson and whatnot. This whole summer, I only want to rock warrior inspired gabardines and threads and whatnot. I'm on my nihilistic anti-hero type shit. I want to rock super villains and whatnot, but not super villains in your book. Super villains to the people who look at us like we're the villains and whatnot, when we just basically trying to we just trying to function and whatnot. So the freedom fighters will always be painted as super villains. The freedom fighters are always going to be painted as the problem. The killmongers of the world are always going to be written as the quote unquote, you know, he's the bad guy and whatnot. He was wrong when we know the killmonger was basically right. But he'll always be painted. They'll always paint Thanos like he was completely wrong. When you really think about it, he has some good ideas and whatnot. They're going to paint Kang the Conqueror as the bad guy and whatnot. He's a destroyer of universes. But when you sit down and talk to him, Kang got some shit on his mind. You know what I mean? Kang makes some sense with the way that he sees things. Dr. Manhattan, He has no emotions. He could destroy a world like this. He's more powerful than Superman and whatnot. And on HBO, he was a black man named Calvin, right? And the way that he sees things, you know, he don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? Because he doesn't see life the way that we see life. You know, we've been tricked and deceived to look at life in a way that life is not what it is that they told us or what they sold us. Life is something far, far more advanced. Far more advanced than what we've been told. We have no idea. And we also have no idea that we exist and multiple existences other than this right here. We're not one-dimensional. It's impossible to be one-dimensional, and y'all been exposed to the type of minds and whatnot that people such as myself, my brother, and my younger brother, KT the Arch Degree, and my contingency, people who are part of my network, possess, right? The minds that they possess, right? The ideas that they possess. The sight that they possess, the fact that you could listen to an old Bobby Hemmett lecture, you could listen to an old Phil Valentine, you could listen to a Dr. Sebi conversation from like 83 and whatnot. He was a soothsayer. He was a futurist. He was a visionary, right? He was able to project into the future and whatnot. Dr. Delbert Blair is an Afrofuturist. Dr. Phil Valentine is an Afrofuturist. Bobby Hemmett is an Afrofuturist. Afrofuturism, right? Especially with the generative apps that are out, like Midjourney 5, that makes photorealistic pictures. Photorealistic pictures, so photorealistic that when they put pictures out last week of Donald Trump getting arrested, it came from Midjourney 5. It was so photorealistic that people in West Virginia, right, were taking their trailers and locking them up and getting ready to go to civil war and whatnot. They were getting ready to do a January 6th because the pictures that were going viral on the internet looked completely real. So we live in a day and time where you could prompt and you could basically prompt. You don't have to draw anything anymore. You could think something into existence and whatnot. You could manifest. You could meditate something. You could prompt something. You could have a prompt party in my Discord for Masters of the Universe. They know me as Prompt Master Flex. Are we on the air? Are we on the air? You know what I'm talking about? And when we go and have prompt parties, I'm at the tunnel and whatnot with DJ Cap. And we breaking artists and we spinning new records and whatnot. You feel me? We breaking records and whatnot. What's today? On Friday, inside of the Discord, we broke a record and raised $2,000 in what we call as the Orca Tank. Okay? And we started up about 6 businesses and whatnot. And we put all our information on a blockchain. You feel me? And we're going to split up equity to everybody that's a part of our mastermind group that was in the building that night that contributed and whatnot. All of them are now considered to be founders, right? That's how we're giving it up, okay? That's how we're doing it in real time. And we were going off of a challenge called Hustle GPT Challenge. We're gonna go to TikTok tonight. I'm gonna share my screen, right? And I don't care about YouTube no more. By the way, they could take this channel, they could take everything. It don't matter. We already scrubbed it and scraped it. We scraped it, right? It's I'll never live by the YouTube leash and whatnot, where I'm not gonna show videos because I'm jumping around because you think that I'm not barking for a check no more. They could keep their measly check, my G's. You understand? I've decided I'm going to play video. If I want to play music that's cursing in the first 8 minutes, I'm going to play that. I'm not tucking my tail for YouTube. I'm not being red pill for YouTube. I'm going to be me until they say, you know what, brother? You know what I mean? Pack it up. You're going to Sing Sing. Until they pack me up and move me from this asylum and whatnot and switch my jail and my prison, then I'm on lockdown in this bitch right here with all of y'all. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm sharpening shanks. I'm not playing by the rules. I had to catch myself the other day. I'm like, yeah, I can't do it. I can't. How, Sway? I'm going to do what I want to do on this damn platform. And if they do it, if they act funny and whatnot, I promise you, mark your calendars. We are going to rinse Google and Facebook in court. of so much quote unquote equity. I don't even want no money. I don't want no fiat. I want equity. I could prove the lives that they were taking from me. I could prove the shadow banning that they were doing was stopping millions upon millions upon millions of people from receiving value and whatnot. And they have to pay for that. What? Wait until you see the lawsuit that we're putting together on these people. And I'm not one to talk about what I'm doing on these people's platform. However, it's not a secret that they get taken to court every other day. And because people lay down and let them walk on them, I'm not built from that. I'm not cut from that cloth, and I'm definitely not of that caliber. And when I catch you with your hands in a cookie jar, I'm going to book you. You know what I'm talking about? That's where I come from. So they're considered to be cooked right now. I hope there's no Indians at the company, because we're about to have some curry. You know what I'm talking about? We about to have some curry up in this thing. You know what I mean? All of them Indians at Google. Yeah, we about to have some curry, some masala up in this bitch. You know what I mean? They've been blocking me for so long. We found new platforms. Like I said, Netflix.com. I'm not by, once that, you know, the framework, and they once they put the windows and the doors in, and we get the keys and whatnot, and they finish shellacking the floors. Oh, I'm really going to act up on YouTube. I kind of want to get kicked out of this asylum. I want them to pack me up. You know what I'm saying? You know, like when you're at your job, you want to get quit instead of quitting. Have y'all heard of Lawyer GPT? You heard of Lawyer GPT? I know you heard of Hustle GPT. So back to what I was saying. There's a viral challenge called Hustle GPT, right? You know, there's viral challenges for women to show their breasts in Walmart. There's viral challenges for young men to shoot people out of the car and whatnot while it's driving. There's viral contests for people to carjack at gas stations and catch it on film. So this is a viral contest called Hustle GPT. And you basically turn ChatGPT into a hustling, quote unquote, conscious machine by prompting it. Because what it's known for is its personas. It has multiple personas. It has more personalities than your coworker at the water cooler, right? It has more personalities than her. It got more personalities than a Gemini, quote unquote, you know, white jeans party, a white and gold Gemini party. More personalities than that. It can become anything that you prompt it to become. So prompt Hustle GPT and ask it how to basically turn $100 into $1,000. One of our nice European brothers went ahead and did that. Then he went viral and whatnot. Now his company, at the end of the taping and whatnot, his company was already worth $25,000 because people started donating to him, and he was able to do some moves and whatnot that started making his paper move. So you live in a world of restrictions that I'm not a part of, and I don't judge anybody based off of the restrictions that of the world that they put themselves in. However, you know what I mean? It has to be understood that that's your prison that you built for yourself. You know what I mean? You know how they had Pablo Escobar build his own prison? You know, like in Watchmen, they let homie go to the other planet where he was able to build his own prison? Well, imagine as the fallen angels, you came down here and they let you build your own prison. You just in your, you know what I mean? You in a prison that you built. Called a prison planet, right? Where everything is trying to kill each other. You know what I'm talking about? There's no peace. You know, this is not a planet of peace. This is not a planet of understanding and whatnot. This is not a planet of reason. This is a planet of quote unquote primal nature of dog eat dog. This is a prison planet. Everything on this planet is out for the kill. They listen to drill music. Everything. Even the bacteria all the way up. You know what I mean? Everything is trying to kill something lesser than it. This whole hierarchy thing that, you know, that this the nature follows. Man didn't create that. He just mimicked nature. It's already in nature, the hierarchy and whatnot, the ladder, the shit that America perfected. You know, big home, big dog, little dog shit, right? But people are boxed in based off their limits and whatnot. And that's an unfortunate reality to live in and whatnot, where you basically are a prisoner of the limitations in your mind. However, we do live in a day and time right now where those limits are beginning to be shifted. Those limits are beginning to become shattered, right? By the quote unquote undeniable shift that people are seeing taking place right at their nose and whatnot, even though they're denying it. They're like, no, I can't look into the light. I can't be a part of this because Red Pill, he's a part of this. And if I'm a part of it, it means that I'm just following him. You know what I mean? You know how weak minds be thinking and whatnot. They will equate information, right, to a person because they heard it from that person first. So every time you hear AI for the rest of your life, you're like, oh, that shit Red Pill came with. Fam, that's not what that is. Like, you know what I mean? We gotta really think about how we see things. No, I put you on to something, right? Out of love. I put you on to something because I want to see you win. I put you on to something because that's what I do. I've been putting you on. I'm carrying on tradition. If you pay attention, this is what I do. We do this in our sleep. You feel me? And I said to the family, and I said to the conscious community, right? Whoever was listening, yo, there's this thing called ChatGPT. There's this thing called generative AI, and they got something called diffusion models and whatnot. And fam, they making moves, and they doing shit that nobody is doing. And I think that it would be advantageous, right, for y'all to get on top of that right now, right? Stop everything you're doing and get on that right now, right? This was in December 2022 when ChatGPT-3 came out, and it was lit. It was already shaking things up, but it was so early in the game. It was super early. It was early. And I was like ringing the alarm, and I was saying, you know, I wasn't saying Chicken Little, the sky is falling. Your mans in them was saying that. I wasn't saying, oh, hands up, don't shoot and whatnot. That's what your mans in them was saying, right? I wasn't saying that the aliens is, that the ones that they shot down is about to come and get us and whatnot, that's our ancestors. And, you know, on this date that they was going to pull up. Your mans in them said that, and they didn't pull up. And you still listening to that nigga. I didn't say the world was about to end in European. I didn't say none of that. Right? I didn't give you no doom and gloom. What did I tell you? I said, yo, y'all need to stay out of the distractions. Right? And get focused and buckle down. Right? Let me get an Ashe in the chat. If you remember, in December, on this platform right here, and on even Brother Rich's platform, talking to 350,000 of followers or subscribers, right? I'm like, you know what? Going into 2023, I could foresee what's going on. I came up with Facts 24 because I'm like, look, the whole 23, we're going to be in tunnel vision. So when we hit 24, It's a touchdown of like none other that you've ever seen before. Something that I don't even want to explain on YouTube. I'm not explaining nothing to YouTube. You know what I'm talking about? Them days is over. You know what I mean? I'm making a special appearance on YouTube. I'm not sitting up here giving out, you know what I mean? We're not doing that. We're doing that on Netflix, but we're not doing that over here. Not in this hostile place. And this has nothing to do with y'all personally. Y'all just had to watch and pay attention over more than a decade where people were being, quote unquote, they were going against my, quote unquote, rights of expression. They were violating my First Amendment rights back to back to back. So before y'all even heard my name on YouTube from 2008, my genius. You feel me? I could show y'all the emails for the things that I stood on. And even when them things was proven to be true, I never got a reply. I never got a sorry. I never got a here's your monetization, or here's the value for everything that we blocked you from or took you from, or here, you know what I mean? So I said, look, something is coming. If you're paying attention to what everybody else is doing, chances are you're going to miss it. That something is coming is nothing negative. I did facts. We didn't even do the Charlotte tour. We slowed down and said, nah, write books, right? Figure out, do the paperwork, make sure everything Trump tight, get the business, get everything right, get the energy right. Everybody get in a creative bag and whatnot. We're going to hibernate. We're going to hunker down. And we're going to hit this shit with like a ton of bricks. We're going to hit this shit for real, for real. We're going to shake the pillars, even though we was already shaking them. And then I'm like, the food, the art, the clothes, the technology, right? The art, in fact, is artificial intelligence. How about that? How about the food, the art, the clothes? The art is really artificial. It's AI, right? And we ain't talking about Allen Iverson. The biggest thing to hit this bitch, right? We're going through what is known as the AI alpha era. We're going through what is known as an iPhone moment. I didn't say it. I had said it. Now they say it. I let them say it. We're going through an iPhone moment. And you could be sleeping at the wheel, completely engulfed in what's going on in hip hop, or absolutely encaptured on what's happening in the reality TV world, right? Or emphatically infatuated with the shit that Charleston White is doing. And then you're gonna miss something that really pulled up for you. This is the spaceships that's pulling up that the government is shooting down. This is one of them right here. Are you on the air? Are you getting on? Are you on board? Or are you just out here taking pictures of the saucers? Because the people with the saucers on the saucers. You dig? And what I'm not about to do, because I'm at the point where I've given away so much. I've given away so much. And I give. My Patreon is a virtual information knowledge dump. It's called a depository, right, of tools and information value. What is information value? Information value is information is valuable information, shit that you can value, because when you use it, it's going to level up your life and scale your whole existence, right, the minute you use it. So now, when I do my lectures, I'm not doing them on YouTube. You know what I mean? I'm doing them on Patreon. And I'm feeding the Patreons. And I told the people this. I'm a scientist. I'm like, look, PayPal and Cash App, that's a waste of time. I don't even know. I know why they exist, but they don't make sense when it comes to these business models. Patreon is the best business model. You could send somebody $5 and you get no perks in that. On a Cash App, you can send somebody $5 on Patreon and you become a member for a month and you get pure perks. You pay $5 and come into this building that I've built and whatnot, you're gonna walk out of that thing looking like man, you're gonna be looking like you in a rap video. That's how much clothes we got. That's how much cloth we got in there. You know what I'm talking about? That's how much cloth we got in there. You know, we got fabric in there. We got some sacred cloth. So all of the places that we're building. If you walk into this workshop that we got, the Masters of the Universe, paid a workshop, a private paid workshop, by the way, right? And even if I wanted to open it up, I have to take a vote, you know what I'm saying? Because I just can't open it up and, you know, have people coming in who's not a part of the paid workshop. And things are being done in there that makes me realize that bet more things get done behind paywalls than get done in the public. I've said it before. More things are done in private than are done in public. Would you rather send your children to public or private? Would you rather work in the sectors of public or private as a citizen? What would you rather be, a public citizen or a private citizen? Because that's what people is really getting to the bag for. You talk bag talk. You know, you want to talk numbers. You want to talk wealth. You want to talk assets. Y'all want to talk that financial literacy and whatnot. Kudos and ashe. I'm highly impressed by everybody that's a part of that learning curve, right? But sometimes we don't have the right assessments of what assets are. The highest asset to me is intelligence and knowledge bases and whatnot. You can't get no higher than that. If some of these rappers had to, if they were attached to some of the knowledge bases that I'm attached to, they would be billionaires right now. And they would have been billionaires coming into the early 2000s. Right? People do not want to do their business in the public. I realize on being on Discord, there's a lot of noise in the pub, in the public, right? It's mad noise and whatnot. I don't even want to wear my jewelry in the public, right? Real quick, this is what we're having tonight, right? Because I got 3,500 to 4,000 people on Netaverse. So we're going to, it's the spring, it's a new year, it's a new energy. So it's supposed to say 6 p.m. on Western for the West Coast. But it's going to be at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West. Welcome to the Netaverse. Let me go ahead and drop the link in there. The Netaverse is an open community, right? The announcement that we're going to make today is that we're shifting from a school because it was set up as a school, and we're actually shifting the server to be a community, right? Because that's the goal, to build community. So we're going to make some announcements in there tonight. We're going to build with our family. For all of the new signups, we're going to welcome them into the building. We like to do roll call. The roll call that we do in here is a little bit better than the roll call that I do on this show because people get to say who, you know, what their skill set is, right? What their name is. What are your gifts and what are your talents? And what do you bring to this whole, to this thing? Like, you get to really stand up and you get to introduce yourself and you get to shine and you get to show your worth and whatnot. So not only am I a believer of your network is your net worth, but I'm also the president of the club. You don't talk about like shit. I'm living that in real time. You know, I'm seeing that in real time. So we are tapping into our network. We are adding, we going, I'm going community wise, y'all. No disrespect. I'm on YouTube to spread information, to drop news, make announcements, let everybody know that all is well. But the real work is going on behind closed doors where it's supposed to be, right? Amongst quality of membership. I don't beg no friends. And I don't want to be around nobody that don't want to be around me, first of all, right? Here go the link in the Discord. You feel me? Here go the link in the Discord, right? So check us out. And for tomorrow, we got this coming up. This is going to be for my Patreons, right? The starting entry level is $5 on Patreon, right? Like I said, people send me Cash Apps all day. I would rather you go ahead and just go to Patreon and spend that on your membership and be in the building for a whole month and see all of that value that you're getting over there, right? We're able to live stream straight through Patreon. There's Matter of fact, let me go over to the Patreon real quick, take y'all on a tour. But that's coming up tomorrow. 77 income streams. This is for my stream chasers. I have not forgotten about my stream chasers. Hallelujah for my stream chasers, because all of my stream chasers know this was the conversation we've been having for about 2 to 3 years since 2020. What I've been telling y'all about, 100 income streams, 100 income streams, right? That's what I've been preaching, 100 income streams. Now we had 1,000 income streams. But shit, I got to be there to let you know what it is, because you might not even believe that. You might have doubt about that. You might be like, man, that's a crock of ish. He be saying just anything, right? I'm sure that's what you're saying. So this right here, ladies and gentlemen, this is the this is my Patreon page, right? Just to show you the wealth that's here. You don't see this on Instagram. You don't see this on Twitter. None of this information that I got on this page, this is all knowledge-based information, right? This is all part of my research. This is all part of my deep diving. This is all where I get a lot of my info. I put research papers up here. You feel me? I put YouTube, important YouTube links. I put libraries up here, right? I give you new apps and new tools and whatnot. You feel me? So I'd be damned if I spend day in and day out. I'm talking about sleepless days where I'm falling out at the laptop, at the computer, passing out and whatnot, because I'm up here all day with no blue blockers on sometimes, right? So yeah, we're gonna eat at the dinner table. You want to come and eat, man? No problem. That's what I'm saying. Don't even, if you ever hear me say the word Cash App, you got the right to you know, you could smack me, bro. You could keep that. I'm good on that. I don't even want that, respectfully. I'm good. You know what I'm talking about? That sound too cup shaking for me anyway. You know what I'm talking about? I don't like that too. You keep that. We do Patreon. We build up our membership. We do Patreon. We put our stuff in a space where it's concentrated. And I got to scroll down and let y'all know that I ain't just start putting stuff up here either. We've been putting this information on the Patreon since 2017. We've been talking about AI since 2017, since 2015, right? Shit, since 2010, and maybe even before that. So the information is on Patreon, right? The lectures, especially the Patreon exclusive ones. We still doing stuff on KTL University, and Netflix is coming. Netflix will have a KTL University channel specifically for lectures and classes, everything that I have in my archives. Look, this right here, right? Y'all be watching Snowfall and all of that. Yeah, this is 100 birds. Each one of them is 100 bees. You think I'm playing? Each one of these is 100 birds. Wait till you see what I cook up. I'm play with it. Don't play with it. Yeah, it's a lot of worth in them things right there. I promise you. Now, we're not doing Cash App, Destiny. I'm good on that. You know what I mean? We do Cash App when I do the Orca Tank, right? Don't let me act like Cash App is essential, but I don't do donations. My thing is this: I don't need a donation. I don't do donations. The best nation is a donation, right? But I do Patreon, right? If you're gonna spend anything, just do it on Patreon. That way you become a member. You are in a safe space. You are in a sacred space. You are in a sacred space. You get to be there when I go live, because I'm going live. I got Vimeo set up. I go live through the Patreon. I don't do, because I'm on Instagram and they shutting my thing down, right? So I'm up there. I'm hyped up. I'm giving all of this intellectual information. I'm adding value and whatnot. I'm literally spitting gems out of my mouth. I'm literally spitting diamonds and pearls at the screen, right? I'm literally, quote unquote, shifting the quote unquote bank in some small country offshore. And then they just cut that shit. Bang. No feedback, nothing. You know how many times my value has been taken from me? It feel like people are snatching chains off my neck. I'm done with that. I'm a solutionary. You know what I mean? We live in we're in the fourth epoch. We're in the fourth industrial age. We're in the fourth dimension. Shit done change. I don't know how y'all be feeling and whatnot when you wake up, but when I wake up, I'm like, shit done change. The shift is shifting. You know what I mean? The shift is shifting. And if you're not shifting with it, then you need to put yourself in alignment and shift with it. This is a very, very, very precarious times that we're living in. It's unprecedented, like I said, in China flow. You feel me? And the president is still acting unpresidential. Bitch, I'm in the Bronx, and there's evils in my residential. When I said that, the Bronx wasn't even that evil when I dropped that bar. Them niggas started getting, they got 100 times more evil in the Bronx when I dropped that bar. Facts. I need timestamps. Don't worry, we got AI for that. Me and ChatGPT about to talk to niggas before the year is out. I'm putting niggas on trial, and I'm going to have lawyer GPT with me. You know what I'm talking about? I'm putting the conscious community on trial. For real, for real. For back pay and for my severance pay and some other things that's owed to me and my family. I'm putting all you niggas on trial. You niggas. I'm talking about you. Facts. You know what I'm talking about? Straight like that. You know, I see y'all in court. You know what I mean? I see y'all in court. You know. But it's a beautiful time to be alive. I can't say it any other way. I'm not here to sell y'all on that idea. It doesn't matter if you can see it or not. You know what I mean? It doesn't take away the fact that it is what it is. It's not predicated on your acceptance nor your agreement. You know what I'm talking about? Unfortunately, respectfully though, at the same time, shit is up. You know what I mean? And it's stuck. And I hope that your leader guys and whoever y'all plugged in that's either giving you your gasoline or charging you niggas up like Teslas, I hope they got you niggas staring at the pie in the sky, right? And not the fly in the sky, okay? That's all I hope. Because some of y'all is being led astray, respectfully. And they got you niggas still on Flintstone energy. I see it in your dustiness. You know what I'm talking about? Respectfully. And I'm just saying niggas is kicking up dust because they on Flintstone time when it's a Jetson world out there. And y'all niggas is acting scared of computers and you got the iPhone 18. And like I said, it is what it is. I don't have no affiliate links in the description that I'm trying to sell you niggas no AI tools. It doesn't even matter. At this point, you know what I'm talking about? It really don't. Those who heard, they pulled up. Those who can see, they watching. Niggas is pulling up. They like, niggas is hitting the button on the motherfucking chair like this is the voice spinning around in my DMs like, yeah, I've been watching you for 800 years, Red Pill. Yeah, I'm finally ready to hit the button. Can I be an investor? Brother, can I help you with this? My man, I think they pulled out that calculator and started doing the motherfucking counting. You know what I'm talking about? Computers started puting and whatnot. But guess what, brother? I'm good. You know what I'm talking about? We got Midjourney. We got Midjourney now. You know what I'm saying? You're a little too late to the party. I'm doing 77 income streams mañana. I'm doing that mañana. That's just that's for the patrons only. come and get down with the Patreons, get a beat down with Death Row. You know what I mean? If you can't tie the niggas dancing in your videos and your lectures and stuff like that, or your lives. You know what I mean? Come over. Nah, I'm just playing. But yeah, Patreon.com/Red Pillar. Right? Patreon.com/Red Pillar is right here on the scroll. I can't help it. I'm active. You know what I mean? The mind is active. I got a lot of shit going on. I've been in a rabbit hole. I've been hibernating like I told y'all I was, and I've been cooking. So yeah, it's plates of food coming out. This is another plate of food that's on the table and whatnot. You feel me? I just dropped this today. You know what I mean? This is my second book. I got two books now. You feel me? I got two books. I got AI for Starseeds, and I got this book. Matter of fact, I got more than that, but those are the two books that came out this year. You feel me? Like I said, y'all acting like the computer can't help people with their productivity. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to just show it. Niggas going to be like, yo, Red is rolling out something every week. I'm going to be like, yeah, y'all was the same niggas that didn't come to the workshop. I got the receipts. I know who was there, even though it was a lot of y'all. Your name is on the blockchain. You a part of history. Facts. I'm dead serious. I'm not making that up. People that was in the workshop, your name will be put into the blockchain. We got the CSV or the CV, whatever, all of the ticket sales. We got everybody's name and their email and their information and their date and their data. And we're going to put all of that on a blockchain proof of attendance. So 30 years, 20 years, 40 years from now, when people be capping about where they was at and what they was doing and whatnot, you'll be able to have an NFT to show proof. Nah, this is my ticket. This was my golden ticket. I was in the building. I was there live and whatnot. I was tapped in. That shit shifted my paradigm. I was able to see that I could become a trillionaire. Real talk. So this book right here was prepared by Prompt Master Flex, right? This is on my Gumroad. Okay, this is Prompt Engineering 101. This is on my Gumroad. All right, Prompt Engineering 101 from Prompt Master Flex. This should have you prompting like a beast. And a little unknown fact that Prompt Engineering right now, Prompt Engineering is one of the hottest new job titles on the market. And allegedly, based off of the research that I did, they were paying $300,000 a year for somebody to sit down and talk to computers, talk back to me. Damn, I reached to go hit the bomb and whatnot, and the machine is not on. But Prompt Engineering is a legit title that you could go up in a big business and have right now. You could fill that position. Your son, your daughter, homie on the couch, just, you know what I mean? Whatever. My man's in them that's locked up watching us. What's fucking with that? You could be in the pokey and whatnot doing the biddington, and then you prompt engineering for a Fortune 500 company. Come on, fam. Give me 1 minute. They paying you. Hold on, right? Because you know how my mind works. I'm Prompt Master Flex. You feel me? And I'm Mr. 40 AIs and a Mule. So I'm thinking about solution. Check this out. You go ahead and you get the Prompt Master, the Prompt Engineering 101, right? This is about 80 pages full of prompts of different personas that ChatGPT could turn into. And you go ahead and you make it work for you. You know what I mean? You make it work for you. And you go to Fiverr, right? Let's say that you got time on your hands and you're not working, you work for yourself. You're your own boss. You don't look to be hired. You go out and you have people hire you. You're part of the newer economy, right? The digital economy, where you're not looking to get hired, right? You're putting your skill set on the table and people is hiring you. You're going to where people are hiring, right, for a gig, and you're not tied to nobody. You don't got a yes sir, you know what I mean? You don't got a bunny hop and dance for niggas. You don't got a lap dance. you don't have to do, you don't got to do a lot of the things that they be having our people do for a, you know, something strange for a piece of change. Nah, fuck that. You could do this. You could say, yo, I could prompt and whatnot. I could offer my services on Upwork, right? If you go to Upwork.com, let's go to Upwork.com. So I don't want to sound all preachy and whatnot. And I surely don't want to sound like, oh, well, hold on. We can't do this. I'm going to go there real quick because I got to get out of here and get on this thing. But yeah, I'm going to show you real quick Upwork. When you come through the mall to the 77, I'm going through 77 tools and I'm going to show you 77 income streams that you can make with each one of those tools and whatnot. Are we on the air? Right? And the entry starts at a nickel. You know what I'm talking about? A nickel, right? A bag of Doritos is $5 right now. Find the best people for your job, right? So you could find talent, you could find work, or you could be the work. Right? Design and creative. You could hire for a project, or you could look for work, right? Are you a client or a freelancer? Let's get on our freelancer-ish, right? Freelancer flex. Let's look for prompt engineering. Oh, they said they don't have that. Let's go to the front page. Prompt engineer. Looking for work. Right? Hourly, 60 to 150. Hourly, 55 to 7. Hourly, 40 to 75. Hourly, 45 to 65. Hourly, 40 to 65. Huh? They want you from 3 to 6 months. Hourly, 68 to 150. Huh? Hourly, 25 to 30. Right? They're looking for prompt engineers. Right? So you could go there. You could go to Fiverr. Let's just go to Fiverr real quick before I get out of here. Right? We show you how to tap into all of these income streams. You know what I mean? It's all waiting for you. It ain't gonna fall in your lap. You gotta walk to it. Your ass gotta learn. Shit. Can't keep getting everything for nothing. You know what I mean? You got to put your back into it. But God damn it. When you do that, you're going to see it. You're going to push through. Remember, the power is in resistance. If ain't nothing rubbing up against you, bro, you ain't getting no spark. If there's no friction, my nigga, there's no spark. Like, let's stop playing games. But check this out. I would do expert ChatGPT prompt engineering starting at 15. I would provide custom prompt engineering starting at 35. I would do prompt engineering starting at a buck. I would do ChatGPT engineering starting at 15, right? Starting at 65, starting at 40, starting at 25. I will create ChatGPT engineering for your AI app starting at 75. I would do it at 15, right? So even if you're looking for somebody to do some of the work, you just found them. Get you a little budget and whatnot and get some magic and get some art done and get some things made that you've been thinking about and whatnot and revel in that shit. Stop being so fucking scared about nothing. You scared about a gift. Weird ass niggas. You scared about a gift that's staring you in your face like a gift horse. We not doing, I will 200, start at $200. I will do open AI prompt engineering, model training and creation and whatnot. You know, it's a lot of things that people are doing. We'll go through that when we got the time because we don't got the time right now, you know. Is ChatGPT something that you got to subscribe to? You could play with it for free. Then I think they want $20 a month or something. Shit. Once again, a bag of some niggas is out here thinking they smoking Za and they buying CBD, Delta 8. You know what I mean? Sprayed up. You know, that's a slutty vegan burger. You know, that nice little 20 right there. Shit, that's a smoothie in some of these vegan spots in Atlanta. That's a smoothie and a brownie. So my theory in life is, if I'm gonna spend money on something, it's gonna make it, you know, it gotta make it back for me. So that 20 turns into 20,000. So it's a good trade-off, right? Considering sass. You know what I mean? Sass. Treat yourself. Don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself. Go spend that $5 and I see you niggas tomorrow in the 77 income stream so you could get this game and whatnot. I don't need it. I'm not going to hold on to it. You know, shit, the game is to be told and whatnot. I don't want to hold it. I want you to do something with it. I want you to do something with it because I'm definitely doing something with it. You feel me? I ain't waiting for nobody and I'm not asking no nigga to do anything. We deep. It's almost thousands of us. We good. Yeah, get in that Shungite. Anybody, we have slots, a few slots left because they filling up fast for the Shungite membership on the jump off and whatnot. Hold on, did I take y'all to the Gumroad? Let me just show y'all the Gumroad before we get out of here. No. Give me 1 minute. You know, I've said it before that you're going to see productivity scale and blow up or 10x, not just from the likes of myself. I'm just a blueprint. You feel me? I'm walking so somebody could run and whatnot. I'm really just walking so somebody could run. I'm a blueprint. I'm showing people how to do it, but they gonna run with this shit. You know what I'm talking about? The youth is gonna take this and completely Usain Bolt the thing. You know. But this thing right here is doing what it's supposed to do, is doing what it said is gonna do, and even something and even extra. You feel me? And even extra. Hold on, give me 1 minute. Oh, there you go. Okay, this is the Gumroad. All right. Y'all go over there and check that out. That's like a mini library. And it's mad gifts in there. Understand what I'm saying? That it's mad gifts. Okay. This is the Gumroad. This is where you'll see the book. All right. This is where you'll see the Prompt 101 engineering book. You dig? And there's also some classics up there. The Evolution Will Be Digitized. The research paper is up there. And we also have some stuff up there too. We have a lot of our lectures and whatnot. These are not the audio or video. These are the research papers. These are the PDFs. These are the eBooks that are part of those lectures and whatnot. So some of these are basically I follow the mentality. I follow the whole pay, you know, the Nipsey and the LaRussell business model, you know, pay like you pay, or, you know, pay what you want type thing. There's no price on it. It's pay what you want. I don't put no price on stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? It's really up to the people to pay what they want. You feel me? Let me drop that Gumroad link in the chat. Yeah, but that's pay what you want. Yeah. It's a lot of shit on there. You know what I mean? It's a lot of stuff on there. You know. But, you know, we giving back. You know what I'm saying? We giving back. You feel me? Yeah, proud to pay. Here we go. Proud to pay. You feel me? Proud to pay. That's what we on. We on that time. You feel me? But I want y'all to get the information, and we've been able to compile the information, and the information is not going to be on Gumroad forever like that, because that intellectual property is going to get turned in, is going to get spun into gold. So right now, take advantage of things that are available for you while we're in this charitable, you know, situation in our lives and whatnot, where we're giving and we're receiving, but we're reciprocating by giving away stuff, by giving, you know, really just sharing jewels and whatnot, big jewels. I'm talking about lit. You feel me? And definitely the price is going up. I don't want to say, are you dumb? But of course the price is going up. This, everything is going to value up. I've said it before, for all of y'all in this community, you know, If you don't know what you're a part of, I don't know what to say to you. I'm not here to sell that to you. It's not my job. But what I do know is that I gotta go. So love and light. I will see all of my Patreons tomorrow for this monumental demonstration that I'll be doing. 77 income streams. We start at 9 p.m. right on the Patreon. You don't have to leave the Patreon. We go live right on the channel, right on the platform and whatnot. Welcome to all of my new Patreons, Patreon.com/RedPillar. I look forward to seeing everybody in the building tomorrow. That is mañana, 9 p.m., 3:28. And we're also going to be releasing this tomorrow, 40 AIs and a Mule. All right, 40 AI and a Mule. That is coming out tomorrow as well. We're going to be showing clips of that during our demonstration. So like I said, we working, man. And we got this book that we just put out on Gumroad. Go and get that. That's a must have. Make sure you got that. And make sure you got this right here. That's also on the Gumroad. This going crazy right here. This is the best seller right here. AI for Starseeds. Shout out to all of the parents. And we got the replay available on KTL University and whatnot. Make it make sense. Netflix is on the way. Be afraid. I'm talking about be very afraid. That's going to go crazy. We're going to leave you with red dots. Peace.
Anthem on the track.
Sip them up. Pour out a little liquor from the sippy cups. Yeah, the blickers tuck my chicken up. Mask on my face like I'm sick as fuck. Yeah, I paid for the bodies like nip and tuck, nip and puff. Rap niggas just live it up. Bottom feeders speaking lobster fluently. Opportunists seeking opportunities. Schools are hard knocks. Never had to dodge a cop for truancy. Carry chops so the ops will ruin me. Popping jewelry and a copper jewelry. Look. What pick on somebody your size? Look, Johnny a slide like Bonnie and Clyde. Pontiac Bonnie's glide with young shooters like Bronny inside. It's a homie outside. Yeah, twin flexing in my shit coins. Yeah, they 10xing like 10 XRs. Yeah, my boomies is booming. I've been xing like Gen xing. No doubt, bitch, I'm Gwen Steffen. Twin weapons when I'm twin stepping. Yeah, bitch, I'm duplistic. Yo, Timothy Sand. Yeah, that's two biscuits. Chip fools like I'm fooshnicking. Cool mystics, dualistically too vicious. They wanted mystical red. All they got was pistols instead. Red dots. Do the Uzi crystals and red dots. All they got was little Uzi crystals and red dots. Little Uzi crystals and red dots. All they got was crystals and crystals and red dots. Little Uzi crystals and red dots. All they got was crystals and crystals and red dots. Little Uzi crystals and red dots. All they got was crystals and crystals and red dots.
Kings don't die, we multiply. Streaming while we socialize. The season we gon' open skies. Crabs coming through. They gon' show their hearts to open eyes. Mask on these fools, keeping hope alive. Screaming vote or die. Time to vocalize. Our disgust them clips bust the wrist cut is shipped up. These sick fucks is shipped up. Zip them up the fifth up and zip fuck these sick fucks. I don't waste time. All you bitch niggas been exposed. Turning water into wine, sinning with some cinephiles. Winning is the pinnacle, the grinning is so cynical. Spend with those who spend with you. Remember women tend to do what they friends into, until they introduce it. Something winners do. Shit, my credit good, I've been approved. Her head is good, she been the truth. A nigga solid, check the centrifuge. Here come the interludes, here come the interludes. Uzi crystals and red dots.
All they got was pistols and crystals and red dots.
Little Uzi crystals and
red dots.
All they got was pistols and crystals and
red dots.
Little Uzi crystals and
red dots.
All they got was pistols and
crystals and
red dots.
Little Uzi crystals and
red dots.
All they got was pistols and
crystals and
red dots.